This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel administers oath of office and secrecy to four newly appointed ministers. CPN-UML's 11th National General Convention begins today. Sudur Paschim Royals and Lumini Lions to face off in NPL final today. And Bangladesh President plans midterm resignation after February elections. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel administered the oath of office and secrecy to four newly appointed ministers yesterday on the recommendation of Prime Minister Sushila Karki. The President administered oath to Minister for Land Management Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Kumar Singh Ingnam, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Rajendra Singh Bhandari, Minister for Forest and Environment Madhav Chaulagai and Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Shraddha Shrestha. The oath-taking ceremony was held at the office of the President in Sitel Nivas yesterday. In the meantime, all the newly appointed ministers have assumed the office yesterday itself. With new ministers inducted in the cabinet yesterday, the number of cabinet members in the current government has reached 14. The CPN-UML's 11th National General Convention is beginning today. At a press conference held yesterday at the inauguration site in Sallaghari, Bhaktapur, the party announced that preparations have reached the final stage. UML leader Rajan Bhatrai said more than 2,200 convention representatives and over 300,000 party cadres will participate in the opening ceremony. Similarly, the party has deployed more than 10,000 volunteers to manage the inauguration session and other programs of the convention. The convention beginning today will run until the 15th of December. Former Minister Sumana Shrestha, returnee migrant workers and Gen Z representatives yesterday submitted a memorandum to the officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari asking to ensure voting rights to the Nepali migrant workers abroad. The delegation also urged for inter-district voting in the upcoming House of Representatives election. The memorandum states that the decision was in line with the Supreme Court's verdict made in 2017 to ensure voting rights to the Nepali migrant workers. Meanwhile, the Armed Police Force, APF Nepal, is preparing to operate in coordination with other security agencies to ensure that the upcoming House of Representatives election is conducted in a transparent, fair and fear-free environment. In a press conference held at the APF Nepal headquarters at Halchoki yesterday, spokesperson at APF Nepal DIZ Manish Thapa said the force is prepared to fully utilize its resources to carry out election duties under the integrated security plan for the House of Representatives election 2026. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel said Gen Z participation must be ensured in every program and as any dialogue held without them would be incomplete. Speaking at a social accountability media and youth dialogue event organized by the National Youth Council, the communication minister said the Gen Z movement of 8th and 9th of September cannot be underestimated. The communication minister said youths play a role at every stage of protest and have shown that major change is possible within 27 hours when they are determined. He also acknowledged that the government has already approved the agreement reached with Gen Z representatives. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FNCCI, and Vietnam's Investment Promotion and International Cooperation Department under the Finance Ministry have held discussions on promoting bilateral investment and trade. Leading the Nepali delegation, FNCCI President Chandra Dhakal said Nepal offers an investment-friendly environment and urged the Vietnamese investors to explore opportunities in the country. He also highlighted the potential sectors such as coffee, tea, handicrafts, tourism, cable car projects, hydropower, information technology and trade. Chief of Vietnam's Investment Promotion and International Cooperation Department, Hoang Thanh Tam, said Vietnam is keen to strengthen economic relations with Nepal through investment and economic diplomacy to further deepen the bilateral ties. A Himalayan Research Institute will be established at Lumini Buddhist University in collaboration with China's Nankai University and the Macau International Think Tank. A memorandum of understanding was signed by Vice Chancellor of Lumini Buddhist University, Professor Dr. Subarna Lal Bajacharya, and Chairperson of the Macau International Think Tank, Professor Dr. Hao Kui. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Vice Chancellor Bajacharya said the institute will focus on research into Himalayan Buddhist traditions and heritage. Similarly, Professor Zhu Wang of Nankai University expressed confidence that the institute's research would help strengthen relations between Nepal and China. The institute will conduct research on Nepal-China relations as well as Himalayan Buddhist philosophy, art, culture, and archaeology. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Kathmandu University School of Education has signed a grant agreement with Swiss Contact to run a training and certification program for technical and vocational education and training instructors. According to the university, the initiative aims to strengthen pedagogical skills of both current and prospective TVET instructors and help address the shortage of qualified trainers in Nepal. It is expected to improve the quality of vocational education and enhance youth employability. The training will cover multiple sectors including engineering, agriculture, health, hospitality and humanities. Now a sports news update. The final of the second season of the Nepal Premier League NPL will be played today at 3:30 p.m. at the TU International Cricket Stadium in Kirtipur. Sudhir Paschim Royals will take on Lumini Lions for the title. Sudhir Paschim reached the final after defeating Biratnagar by 77 runs in the first qualifier. Similarly, Lumini secured their place with a 40-run win over Biratnagar in qualifier 2. In the league stage this season, Sudhir Paschim had beaten Lumini by 7 wickets. The tournament champions will receive 11 million rupees in prize money, while the runner-ups will get 5.1 million rupees. 8 teams took part in this year's league organized by the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN. Nepali para table tennis player Swikrit Neopane has won a silver medal at the Asian Youth Para Games currently underway in Dubai of United Arab Emirates. Neopane secured the medal in the U23 men's single class 7 category. In the final match held on Thursday, Neopane was defeated 3-2 by Ren Ting Huang of Chinese Taipei, narrowly missing out on the gold. Similarly, Renu Tamang secured a bronze medal in Taekwondo. Her coach Kaviraj Negi Lama informed that Renu had advanced to her semi-finals after overcoming Nasreen Akhtar from Bangladesh in her opening match at the Asian Youth Para Games. Renu scored 15-3 in the first round and 12-0 in the second round. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin has said that he intends to step down midway through his term after the country's parliamentary elections scheduled for February. Speaking in a WhatsApp interview from his official residence in Dhaka, Shahabuddin said he was interested in stepping down but added that he would remain in office until elections are held in accordance with the constitution. He noted that while some protesting students had initially called for his resignation, no political party had urged him to quit in recent months. As head of state, Shahabuddin also serves as commander-in-chief of the armed forces through executive authority rest with the Prime Minister and Cabinet. Bangladesh experienced a major student uprising late last year that led to the fall of long-time Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Karnali and Sudhur Paschim province and mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Paudel administers oath of office and secrecy to four newly appointed ministers. CPN-UML's 11th National General Convention begins today. Sudhir Paschim Royals and Lumini Lions to face off in NPL final today. And Bangladesh President plans midterm resignation after February elections. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.